97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors with Mark Cox. I'm Bo Matthews, and we thank you for listening to this program. We hope you share it. You can find it on the Odyssey app. Share it with your friends that are like-minded or maybe not like-minded, and they need to learn a few things. That would be a good thing, too. You know, I got to thinking, Mark, I've done some business with a pawn shop down in House Springs, Missouri, and it's called Steve's Pawn Shop, and this guy does such a wonderful job. And he sells a lot of firearms, and when I leave the door, I was like, thanks for arming America. And I walk out the door and I mean, he's bought a leaf pack blower, backpack leaf blower from me. You know, I go buy DVDs all the time. You think picture a pawn shop,
Yeah. And
that's what you get when you walk into Steve's Pawn. Steve Moser, welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Finally, man, how are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for doing this. You know, I got to thinking about the pros and cons of buying firearms at a pawn shop, and you are kind of a gun store within a pawn shop because you do brand new guns, but you also do pre-loved guns, correct?
Absolutely.
And your scope of what you sell is from collectibles to self-protection to hunting rifles. You do a little bit of everything. What do you think's the hot item right now for you at Steve's Pawn?
Oh, the hot item is actually used guns. Everybody loves used guns. The fact that they could come in and get anywhere between 50 to 25% off a gun that they could purchase brand new, that we got a lightly used firearm that they can take home for a great price.
Yeah. All right, Mark Cox here. Steve, are those, I mean, what is the trend? Is it mostly self-protection, like something subcompact people are looking for these days?
You know what? It's all over the board. We have some beautiful collector firearms that a lot of people like to look at them. A lot of people like to shoot them. I do both. The collector firearm market's hot right now as far as old antique guns. And a lot of that you won't find in a new gun store. So we got a reputation down here that we like to purchase beautiful old history guns that we can pass on to the community.
What's the,
and the collectors out
yeah,
there.
What's the coolest one you've had in there? Or maybe it's in your collection now. I don't know.
I have a few firearms that in my collection that you probably will never see on the open market just due to the fact that they're one-off firearms, old Henrys, old Winchesters, just things that you go that talk. I actually have an Illinois Regiment Henry that was part of the Civil War, and I got a guy standing there holding the firearm with a picture. It is so cool. It's
wow.
A cool.
Wow.
It would never be for sale. I tell everybody one of these days I'm going to have a great auction, but I'm not going to be able to attend it. So,
yeah, thank
well,
you.
Steve, on the everyday purchases of people that come in, and I've even traded up, you know, because, you know, you have a firearm you don't use much, and Steve's really fair on his pricing. But when you get a firearm, I mean, you don't have a gun range to test something. How do you vet when you're taking in a pre-owned firearm to resell? How do you know? Do you just know?
So we do the base scope of knowledge. I have a pretty good knowledge, and I have people here that have great knowledge of firearms. We just test the functionality, but we have these new things out there called snap caps. What the snap caps do, that tells me that everything is functional. So all it does is just give me a loud bang. There's nothing coming out the barrel. It's just an amazing thing that they have come out with for guys like us that don't shoot them, that don't get to test them. We try to clean almost every firearm, but obviously we can't just do the volume that we got it coming in. But we do test the functionality of it.
Yeah. So what is, I mean, in terms of record keeping and all that stuff, I mean, maybe that's a question people might have. I mean, you have to have an FFL to deal with these, right?
Absolutely. So, we follow every federal gun law. We follow every Missouri gun law. Anybody that purchases any firearm from us has to do a 4473 background check on the firearm. So that's the other thing with a pawn shop. We can take firearms in. We run them to make sure they're not stolen, and then we check functionality. So the other thing behind that is we're getting guns back on the street that you're not selling to the average person on the street, and then if that person sells that gun, and if that person sells that gun, and then it gets into a hands it's not supposed to be, but it will come back to you. So what that eliminates with us, you selling me a gun or buying a gun for me, you know where it come from.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it's a little different than going to like a flea market and you see that guy with, you know, prices $200-$400 more because you don't have to do the paperwork with him, but you don't know what you're getting. Steve, how long have you been in the pawn shop business?
So I actually started when I was really young. I worked for a great guy over in Imperial, Missouri, Mike's Pawn. He's still in business today. Mike gave me the ideas and the actual. We love to treat people like we want to be treated. So,
yeah, buddy,
a lot of pawn shops don't do that. But everybody that walks in the door, they're family. You know, we treat them just like we want to be treated. And I got started when I was 18 years old, working for a gentleman that knew just about everything that come to anything that could come into a pawn shop. Mike was amazing on that, and he instilled it in me, and I passed that on here. And we've been pretty successful just because of that.
So when people are shopping and they're going into a pawn shop and they see firearms, what are maybe some cons that that people could be aware of if they don't really know the pawn shop? Is there any?
So the first thing you want to do is obviously do your homework, look them up, research them. You don't want to pay 10 to 15% more than what that firearm's worth. You don't want to pay exactly what it's worth. So when you're buying a used gun, do your homework. If the gun is, just for an example, $200 new, you want to expect to pay anywhere $100 to $125 for that gun used. So, but unfortunately, that means we have to purchase them a little bit cheaper due to the fact that we have to sell them, and there's taxes, and then there's labor and 4473. So everybody has to be appeased on that. So knock on wood, we've never had to take in a gun back.
Yeah,
so the other thing about a used firearm, the manufacturer stands behind that gun no matter who owns it.
Oh.
So say if you get a gun that's a Smith, even a Philippines guns, or any firearm, when you purchase that gun company is willing to stand behind that. So that's why I don't mind selling used guns. Now, if there wasn't something like that out there, I would have a hard time selling used guns to somebody.
Yeah. Well, I've always wanted to ask this question of somebody in your business. Did the show Pawn Stars help or hurt? I mean, do you have people coming in there and waiting for you to go get an expert to come in and consult on their item?
No, they don't. You know, we no one's an expert. As you can see, he calls people in also. Yeah. You get people in the field like that. In order to have somebody do that, I would want my time paid for on that. So I don't know how it works out in Las Vegas. But if somebody calls me in for my opinion on a firearm, I expect to be paid for that.
Right.
So in order for them, somebody says, are you sure? And I'd say, well, listen, I'm no one's sure about, obviously, but I can look it up online. And if I'm wrong, we'll make it right. We show people. I'll show you exactly what this thing's worth. And then I'll make it offer.
You've done that for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you don't come to a deal with me, at least you know what it's worth.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right. You know, last time I was in, Steve, you weren't there, and your guy said, oh, he's out at the gun shows. I said, is he selling or buying? He goes, yep. And so what's your opinion of the gun shows? Because there's a story about the ATF's war on dealers in a publication called Gun News. You know, guy's a Baptist preacher, Little League coach, and the ATF comes in. And, you know, takes his license. He surrenders it, actually. And they take a bunch of his firearms. And they said, tell your fellow gun show people that we're coming for him. What's your opinion on those gun shows that you see, you know, signs out on the road every once in a while?
So here, if you're selling at a gun show, same as if I would sell in the store, you have to follow every guideline that the law requires. So if the law says, hey, you have to fill out a background check on this gun. Now, unfortunately, in the state of Missouri, you can do a person-to-person sell. But in my opinion, you need to ask questions. Are you a felon?
Right.
If they've got a problem with answering that, don't sell it to them, because this is going to get on the street and cause more havoc. But gun shows, in my opinion, they take firearms out here and potentially take it to customers that wouldn't by chance have the time, because they work, to stop in my shop. Or it's a whole... There are some people, unfortunately, that don't follow the law. But for the little bit amount of money that we make on firearms, it's not worth your freedom.
Oh, right.
Wow, so true.
So, I mean, yeah. I have no problems with gun shows. You do find antique firearms there, and that's what I like. I like antique firearms.
So on that last trip,
a lot of people walking the streets.
So on that last trip, did you get a good collectible?
No, unfortunately, they do call it a gun show for a reason.
Yep.
Oh.
And people are showing these beautiful guns. It's not that it's a sale. Obviously, some people are like me that I don't care what price that we put on it. It's the history behind the firearm that actually gets me excited.
Well, you know, to your point about that, it's like going to an antique mall and thinking you're going to find some great bargain, because in most cases, the people that run an antique mall know exactly what that item is worth, and they're not underpricing it for the most part. Same thing at a gun show. If they've got a solid antique weapon, they've got a pretty good idea what it's worth, right?
And not only that, where are you going to find another one?
Yeah, thank
you. It's like when you're purchasing an antique firearm, you know, there's so many factors that where it come from. Now, if it is a lot of the reputable companies, Winchester, you can actually call and get a letter and a serial number. Mm-hmm. And that will actually break down from the day it was bought to new records today. Now, there is a fee for that, obviously. But that is an invaluable tool to where I can call Winchester at the Cody, Wyoming Museum and say, hey, listen, can you run this gun for me? And they'll say, yeah, I need a serial number. And they break it down. It might have been sold at a local drugstore in 1920, and they tell you the price on it. But obviously that costs money. So
is it like 150? You know, used to be like 150 bucks, didn't it, for a letter?
It depends. So I have an account. It's $90.
All right.
If you do it over the phone, and if you actually want the letter, right now it's $145 for average person.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Well, Steve is also a huge collector of pool cues. I mean, it's almost like a museum. You should almost be called Steve's Museum.
I've got to come down there.
He does a great job. You know what? I'll buy you a taco if you do. Steve, you do a great job. You know what it feels like when you walk in. I see so many familiar faces and customers and your workers.
Absolutely.
And stuff. And your family, you do a great job. And I'm glad we finally, after how many years of knowing you, that we finally got you on this program.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you anytime. I love to promote the pawn shop business due to the fact that back in the day they had a lot of bad names. I don't have any idea why, but when people say, oh, that's a pawn shop, well, we're a gun shop that actually help people in the community that we can actually pawn stuff for them. So yeah. It's the idea behind some people don't eat if we're not here because they can't take a gun to the bank. They can't take a firearm, you know, a chainsaw to the bank.
Right.
So the pawn business is here to actually to help the community. And and everybody thinks that, oh, well, people bring a lot of stolen stuff there. We don't. We run everything. Everything that comes in the door, you must have a Missouri driver's license, and we run every item. So it's a pretty legit business. Now, back in the day, I didn't know how they operated, but here and all the friends that I know that have local businesses, pawns, we follow the law to the T.
Yeah, you do. It's legit. Well, tell your crew we said hello, and thanks for joining us on short notice for Steve's Pawn down in House Springs, Missouri is where you're going to find him in the Price Chopper Plaza. Stop in and introduce yourself because he really and hey, you know, I was remember I told you, Mark, I was without internet for two weeks, 15 days. My wife and I went in there. He's got one of the biggest DVD collections in the world.
Absolutely.
That's my opinion. Yeah. But they're not alphabetized. I always give him crap about that.
Oh, man. Come on, Steve. Get on the ball.
We try, you know, we actually do genre, you know, it's not advertised, but
that's how you find the hidden gems, Bo.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hey, oh. Anytime.
Good stuff. Steve, thank you so much. I'll see you. Heck, I'll probably see
you
this afternoon.
Thanks for the opportunity. Thank you. We'll see you later.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. That's Steve's Pawn.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, really, really good dude. And I, you know, I've gone in there kind of like when I go to Razorback. If I'm around gun people, I'm asking questions because I don't know everything and I want to know more. And Steve's just one of those guys.
We should have asked him the question of what's the craziest thing somebody's brought in and tried to sell him. Because, you know, pawn stars, they bring in cars, they bring in just all kinds of crazy stuff thinking that you're going to buy it.
The rule he's told me is if you can get it through my front door, which is a single door, it's not double doors.
Yeah,
he says, if you can get it through my front door, there's a chance I'm going to buy it off you.
I got it. That's great. All
right. I'll stop by and see him, and I'll find out what the craziest thing is. I don't know if we'll be able to talk about it on the radio, but
good information.
He does. come up with some good stuff. Yeah, I've been a pawn shop fan for a long time. Went down to Tunica one time, and boy, you go to near the casinos there.
Oh yeah,
there is a ton of them right there.
People want that cash to go gamble. Bet they are.
Exactly.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
All right, have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.